around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at rmworldtravel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, off we go once again from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn. Well, it is that time of the week again, everyone. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show. Looking at the calendar, it is Saturday, August 9th, 2025. It's just past 10 a.m. Eastern Time, and we are back to talk everything and anything in the world of travel. A programming alert that after today's broadcast is over at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, Mary and I, well, we are off to Vancouver to catch up with the Seabourn Quest and some show fans who have booked to travel with us. Starting on Monday, remember, starting this Monday, we'll begin sharing the big Let's Go America Tour Alaskan cruise with everyone. Next Saturday at this time, August 16th, we'll broadcast the show live from Haines, Alaska. Looking forward to that in a big way. And in 2 weeks, on August 23rd, we'll be broadcasting live from Alert Bay in British Columbia. So mark those calendars and make sure your radios are tuned in. Good morning, Mary and RJ.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are we doing?
We're doing great. We're heading to Vancouver and Alaska. I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah.
And RJ's on the road as well.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to get to that in a second. Yeah. All right. So I want to expand on something that you just said, Robert, because also starting on Monday, please make sure you stay connected with us on our RM World Travel social media handles. They're on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X. And you can comment on the big Let's Go America Tour Alaskan cruise with us in real time. We're going to be sharing some of our adventures during the week ahead. I would expect a lot of picturesque pictures of glaciers and fjords and all these great things that we're going to see. And we're going to share all of that with all the stations that air our Monday through Friday 60-second daily travel commentaries for you as well.
Yeah, and I would say the wildlife we're about to experience as
yes,
well. We know from our past trips up there in Alaska. Listen, Rudy is having some minor connection issues from his home base up there in Minnesota. Bobby is working right now to get all of that fixed so he can join the show at the bottom of the hour. RJ, as I just mentioned, he's not leaving for Alaska with us on this trip, but he is headed to the West Coast. He's going to be traveling. Pebble Beach is on his countdown clock. So RJ, with the open road coming up, I assume, is that something you're going to talk about today?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I don't want to give away too much, but it's a certain time of the year, so I'm going to Pebble Beach to the Monterey Peninsula.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to be enjoying it. Listen, Carmel and the whole area.
That's another beautiful area of the country.
It's phenomenal. Yeah.
All right. Well, as we focus this show on Alaska for the next 2 weeks, I do want to invite all of you to find some time this weekend to visit our show website. It's rmworldtravel.com, and please vote in the latest travel polls. They're waiting for you there, and they are Alaska-centric.
They are, which makes sense, right? We try to do that whenever we take the show out on the road. So, you know, Mary, RJ, and I were talking this week about a few things, and it was kind of funny that we all almost came to the same conclusion around the same time. We said, you know, we should talk about this on the show. So that's exactly what we're going to do right now. Last week on the program, you heard Mary and me. We were answering listener emails, and one that we just didn't have time to get to involved travel scams. RJ shared some scams with us happening in the automotive world right now, and RJ, I want you to talk about that in a second. Mm-hmm. And folks, listen, whether it's scam emails, scam phone calls, travel scams, whatever we're all dealing with out there, I wish people would put their energies into more constructive efforts, but unfortunately, there are duplicitous people in life that we need to avoid. So in the time that remains in this opening A block, we got a little over 5 minutes and change right now. That's going to be our focus, and we'll also get into something else that we'll classify in the vulnerability category, if you will. I'm going to share that right now. Hidden cameras are becoming an unsettling trend at vacation rental properties. Now, we've talked about, you know, Mary and I are not the biggest fans of Airbnb or VRBO or those type of things and so forth. Despite Airbnb's indoor camera ban that goes back to April 2024, which we reported on the show, and VRBO's similar move, this shocked me. We received this week from a large research company. They shared a report, and it suggests right now that 1 in 5 travelers found a camera in a bathroom, a bedroom, or a private area at a vacation rental property. 55% of Airbnb hosts admit they still use surveillance cameras despite the ban, and 64% of guests don't even know how to check for them. So, I mean, what a total violation of your privacy, Mary.
Yeah, absolutely. So the 64% who don't know how to check, we're actually going to do a segment sometime this fall on how you can check, because there are ways to do that, but it's completely illegal to have cameras in the homes, it's legal to have outdoor cameras, but not pointed into the house, of course. So, all right. So more on that to come this fall. So back to RJ, you do have this scam that you want to share with us that's going on in the car world.
I do. This is something that we're seeing a little bit more, especially on online marketplaces, specifically Facebook Marketplace, which I know a lot of us use. And it's the same exact format. If you can remember early in the internet days, basically, the Nigerian Prince scam, right? That's kind of like a, you know, an archetype of a scam. But it's the exact same format where essentially people will inquire about a car that you may have listed for sale. And they'll come in very close to your asking price. And there'll be some negotiation. They might even call you, but you have to be aware they could be using a voice changer. And then they will offer to send you a check to overpay for the car a little bit. But the catch being, obviously, that the overpayment is just for the shipping. So they would ask you to pass that on to the shipper, right?
Okay.
So inherently, you know, that sets off a couple of red flags, but not too crazy of an ask, right? Of course, the reality being that the check is bogus. And, you know, you end up wiring the shipper and that money just goes nowhere. So something to keep an eye on. It actually happened to a good dealer friend of mine in the industry. So whether you're, you know.
So it's more and more common, you're saying.
It can happen to anybody, you know. So something to be aware of. And it's very prevalent right now.
So building on that, you know, Mary, I saw something this week. $275 million right now Americans are dealing with travel scam costs. And, you know, you and I were talking about some of this. I mean, we've got a list of a number of them here. I mean, are there any that you want to share that are top of mind with you?
Yeah, there's quite a few, unfortunately. But I think one of the most common ones that's going on right now, scammers are creating convincing fake accommodation listings that look like, you know, legitimate platforms on social media, online, and they're often advertising really too good to be true, irresistible discounts to hook unsuspecting travelers. So if it's too good, if it looks too good to be true, it probably
is. We're all taught this as kids.
Yeah. You know, it's just, I think you get excited about booking travel. You see something, the price is right, and then you get scammed. And cyber criminals are targeting travelers with counterfeit versions of popular travel and itinerary apps. And these fake apps are often used to spread spyware or steal login credentials. And one in five U.S. travelers has already encountered a travel booking scam, with 13% losing more than $500 and 5% losing over $1,000.
Oh, man. 20% of Americans. Well, okay, another thing. You know, RJ, we talk about this. QR codes, right? I mean, they're everywhere. We all see them. And whether it's parking garages, restaurants, museums use them and so forth, we're also seeing more and more cyber criminals that they're using, you know, what they're replacing legitimate QR codes with fraudulent lookalikes that redirect users to phishing sites, and they're also designed to steal payment information, login credentials, and install malware. So actually about 25%, Mary, of Americans say they've fallen prey to that. Travel insurance. Last week we had Robert Gallagher on from Travel Guard, our partner. You're seeing more and more people. Scammers are advertising cut prices on travel insurance on social media. There's no policy behind them. Victims only find the truth out when they go to make a claim, and sorry, you've spent the money.
Wow.
And so that's why we say only buy from travelguard.com/carry. Call and just talk to these folks if you have a concern on that. So
one more I'll add is that lookalike websites are popping up that claim to help you renew or enroll for TSA PreCheck or for Global Entry. And this is a big issue because they'll take your money and run. They're claiming that they're going to help you enroll for these programs. So what you want to look for is you want to look for .gov. So you want TSA.gov or you want CBP.gov. Take a look at the URL because this is another big issue in travel scams right now.
Yeah, it is. So all right. That's going to be our public service for the day, to share some of that. We thought that was important, but just be aware when you're out there. And if you, as Mary just said, if it looks too good to be true, well, it probably is. After this quick sponsors break, as we prepare to head out for the Seabourn cruise, it seemed like a good time to connect with their new president. Mark Tamas is going to join us for the B Block next. Keep those radios locked in. 90% of the show is still ahead.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Don't you just love it when one of your favorites comes back better? Raycon's fan favorite Everyday Earbuds Classic is back better than ever, now with active noise cancellation, and they're 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry. Noise cancellation is the one thing these everyday buds were missing. Now they're perfect for tuning out the noise around you while tuning into something great. Pair that with 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life, and an icon returns. Get yours today for 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry, with free shipping on every pair of Raycon earbuds, or visit armworldtravel.com.
If you're
you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean Weight Loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CAREY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
As America turns 250, we're not just looking back, we're going across mountains and music cities, monuments and main streets, because America isn't just something to remember, it's something to experience. Colette has been guiding travelers across the U.S. for over a century. Their tours celebrate the landscapes, the locals, and the legends that make America unforgettable. So if you're ready to go, go with the people who know it best. Visit gocolette.com/United States. That's go, C-O-L-L-E-T-T-E.com/United States, or find that link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
True home security is having a system that's proactive, not just reactive. Old school security systems only react once the damage is done. But SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry is different. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts with Active Guard outdoor protection. Protect what matters most and get that peace of mind today. You'll get 50% off your SimpliSafe system with professional monitoring. Plus, your first month is free at simplisafe.com/carry, or you can find that link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, everybody. You know, for those of you who listen to this program week after week on your local radio station, or you catch our live stream on the 24/7 TuneIn.com channel, maybe you have our archives playing while you commute, cook, or work out, however you stay connected with our national radio broadcast. Since 2017, well, you've heard Seaborn all over this show with regularity. After today's broadcast, Mary and I travel up to Vancouver to catch up with the Seaborn Quest. We're going to kick off the two-week big Let's Go America Tour Alaskan cruise. Traveling with Seaborn, listen, it's always something we look forward to, isn't it, Mary?
Oh, my goodness, yes. We absolutely do. And what's not lost on us, during the past 8 years we've worked with Seaborn, there have been four different presidents, but our connection to Seaborn and Seaborn's connection to us has continued moving forward, as has the cruise line. Late in 2024, Mark Tamas took on the president's role with Seaborn, and we've certainly connected with Mark off air since then, but he's joining us now for the first time on air via our show hotline.
All right, Mary, here we go. Mark, well, I'm glad we could coordinate you joining us today, especially since we're leaving for Vancouver to catch up with Seaborn Quest. Mary and I welcome you to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
Well, nice to have you aboard with us. Glad we could do it, as I said. All right, listen, since 2017, Seaborn has been partnered with our popular national travel show. When we started, we had about 285 stations airing this program. Today, we're just shy of 610, so it's been nice growth for us. Certainly, Seaborn has grown nicely during that time. So whether it was Rick Meadows, Josh Leibowitz, Natalia Leahy, or now you, Mary's correct when she says our connection to Seaborn and Seaborn's connection to us has just continued to move along very nicely and grow stronger. You joined last December as president. What attracted you to join Seaborn?
You know, it's interesting. The four people you mentioned, all friends of mine. You know, when I grew up in New Jersey and had the opportunity to go to a little hotel school up in Ithaca, New York, and graduated, I was so lucky. Joined Four Seasons, hired by Isidore Sharp when there were only nine hotels. So my initial 15 years out of school were on the luxury side of hospitality with Four Seasons, then into the boutique space, and then cruising. And what's so amazing about Seaborn and what really attracted me, and of course, I've been part of Carnival Corporation before, but this idea of bringing together ultra luxury and cruising really is, you know, what I love to do. It's kind of, for me personally, it's the best of all worlds.
You know, Mark, I'm not surprised that you're all friends, because there is a synergy among all four of you. And it leads me to my question about people. So we respect you took your first 100 days or so to go out and really get onto the Seaborn ships and meet the members of the team, the crew and passengers. You listened, you asked questions. You were really active on these ships. I'd love for you to talk a little bit about that experience and why you felt that was so important to be on the ships.
100%. Well, it's the most important thing we can do, because everybody from me and the entire team, all we do is support what happens on the ships. And for me, it was so important immediately to get out onto the ships, spend time with our team members, hear from them, you know, what makes them come back contract after contract? What is great about Seaborn? And if they could, what are a couple of things that they would immediately change? So I had that same conversation, not only with our team members, but with our guests, and then with our travel partners. So really spent my first probably 6 months traveling from ship to ship. And as you know, by our deployment, you know, visiting a ship, it's not like going to Nassau and seeing 8 or 10
right.
ships
in right.
a weekend. It's pretty much, a 2-week commitment. So, right. and then you want to spend some significant time on the ships. So really ship to ship, time with our team, time with our guests every night, like office hours in Seaborne Square, every 15 minutes sitting with guests, hearing from them. And then, of course, as I shared, our travel partners as well. So just being out there and then compiling and taking in a lot of information and then consolidating, you know, my thoughts on, you know, a great way forward for Seaborne.
Yeah, there's no mm-hmm. question. So Seaborne, you have a unique position in the cruise sector, the travel world, as you're a luxury cruise line. We've talked about that here. Last year, we had show fans for the first time ever going on the Let's Go America tour with us. We did the Mediterranean, and that sold out quick. Now we're about to leave for Alaska. So you got the traditional ocean cruise. You also have embraced in a very significant way, and in a high-end way, expedition cruising with custom-built ships. You know, we're going to experience kind of a combo of that as we cruise the Inside Passage now in Alaska. So I want you to talk about that diversity, Mark. But also, for the first time ever now, you're releasing 2027 and 2028 Ocean and Expedition cruise itineraries together. That's just happened for folks. Talk about those two items.
You know, it's really cool because my first ship was Seabourn Venture in Antarctica. And for me personally, it was awesome because it was my seventh continent. But the idea of going on an expedition in a very luxurious way and having experienced it firsthand was amazing because it's truly luxurious. But the part that to me was not surprising, but really the most fulfilling part was how legitimate the expedition piece of the voyage is. Mm-hmm. We have 24 world-class, world expert, very particular scientific fields, and they're on the Zodiac with you every day, twice a day, leading these expeditions. And then at night, you're hearing them lecture, and then the next day, you're experiencing exactly what they lectured about. So this idea of being a real legitimate expedition, but then being able to come back on board into this luxurious environment, great food, incredibly intuitive and attentive service. Mm-hmm. It really was special. And just now, as you mentioned, we've been able to launch all of our itinerary for 27, which is exciting and headlined by the first time Seabourn has ever done what we're calling a pole-to-pole grand expedition voyage, which is really incredible. 94 days all the way up from 82 degrees north in the high Arctic down to 66 degrees.
That's
south.
Outstanding.
Isn't that?
Yeah,
I mean, yeah,
that's just very cool.
Think of the juxtaposition between
the
two.
Yeah, so
of them,
let's talk about all these people and the food and getting fed.
Well, that's
because
your
they
favorite.
Are. That's my favorite part, and I want to make sure we get to the
too,
food.
Love,
I do
right?
like the spa, yeah. but you know, whether it's the new menus, the new concepts, the really local experiences that I think you guys have really enhanced over the years. Talk a little bit about the moves and expectations you have for the food enhancements.
Yeah, we're really leaning into local because going on a cruise vacation is this perfect blend of adventure and exploration. And when I say adventure, I don't mean, you know, you don't have to climb the highest mountain in the world. Adventure could just be going to, you know, visit Calpep in Barcelona or Azubu Kadawaki in Tokyo, these great culinary experiences. So the idea of bringing the culinary experience of the places that we're visiting onto the ship is really what's leading, you know, all of our culinary improvement right now in Seabourn. And what's really cool, when I was in visiting the ships again, I was on Quest, which I know you're going to be there as well.
Yeah,
but
a couple days,
Quest,
right.
She was in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And spending time with our chef, Christoph. And, you know, I've heard about shopping with the chef, and you know, but I hadn't experienced it myself. Went out with a group of about 30, you know, great new friends from Seabourn Quest, and we went into the market in Busan, South Korea. And going into these markets and literally buying out their entire inventory of snow crab was really fun. What was even more fun was seeing it in the Colonnade that evening as this special. So, you know, if you didn't get the chance to get into town and find the right culinary restaurant to explore the South Korean cuisine, we bring it to you.
Yeah, you're having another show.
I had that experience in France.
Chef Christoph's going to be on this show in 2 weeks, actually. Right, so we'll have him on. Yeah. But
go shopping with Christoph.
We will. All right, so we got about a minute and a half left with you right now. But I also want to talk. You just made some major changes to the loyalty programs. Okay, that's not always easy to do. So talk about why that was done and some of the enhancements that you have made.
Yeah, of course. So it was really about listening to our guests, and what we've done is, in the various levels, and of course there's many different ways to get the detailed information of this, but in the various different levels, allowing many more guests to achieve those levels sooner. And in fact, I think it was about 25% of the Seabourn guests will elevate to a higher tier when we introduce the new structure in October. The other thing that was really important to us, and I can assure you there was a lot of internal conversation around how our guests earn cruises, and should we be able to continue that? So obviously the great news is we're continuing, and we want to be able to award our most loyal guests with allowing them an easier way to come back and explore more with Seabourn around the world.
Well, listen, I can tell you, Mark, as Diamond members, we appreciate that. I appreciate all the adjustments that have been made there. And we're looking forward to now as we get ready to head out. The plane is waiting to take us to Vancouver. Seabourn Quest, I pretty much say, here we come. Mark, so I'm glad we were able to coordinate this with you. We will have to do this again. You're always welcome on the show, so don't be a stranger. Glad you were able to connect with our audience today, and we hope you have a nice rest of the weekend, okay?
Thanks. All right,
that
Robert,
was great.
Mary.
Take care.
Bon voyage.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, well, folks, we are set up, headed off to the Seabourn Quest. Right now, though, we're headed into this bottom of the hour break. Question for you. How many of you baseball fans listening recall pitcher Steve Trout? Well, he's ahead on this program for today's Personal Connection. That's coming up in hour two. Show friend Les Aubin will be checking in with us as we talk about the aviation sector of travel. Plus, we have the right stuff and a preview of Alaska also heading your way today, okay? We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Don't you just love it when one of your favorites comes back better? Raycon's fan favorite Everyday Earbuds Classic is back better than ever, now with active noise cancellation, and they're 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry. Noise cancellation is the one thing these everyday buds were missing. Now they're perfect for tuning out the noise around you while tuning into something great. Pair that with 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life, and an icon returns. Get yours today for 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry with free shipping on every pair of Raycon earbuds, or visit armworldtravel.com. If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean Weight Loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CAREY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by TakeLean.com. Now, if you struggle with weight and are a lot heavier than you want to be, you need to know about Caralluma. This is an edible cactus that grows in India and is a natural appetite suppressant. Caralluma is just one of the all-natural ingredients that doctors added to a remarkable weight loss supplement called Lean, L-E-A-N. If you have a weight loss goal but injections aren't for you, the doctors who formulated Lean have shared with us that this supplement is as close as science has come to giving you all the benefits of those popular injections. Lean was created to help you maintain healthy blood sugar while also helping control your appetite and cravings. Plus, the rare ingredients in Lean are also designed to help burn fat by converting fat into energy. And the best part, no needles, just real results. Doctors created a healthier way to lose weight by capturing the power of natural ingredients like Caralluma, and it's just smart. So let's get you started with 20% off when you use the code CAREY, C-A-R-E-Y, at TakeLean.com. That's 20% off with the code CAREY, C-A-R-E-Y, at TakeLean.com, or find the link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors, as always. Well, have you ever had a flight canceled or severely delayed when you're at an airport ready to take to the skies? It happens more often than airlines or certainly passengers would like it to. So what do you do next? What are your options? Let's put those questions to my next guest, Amanda Norcross. Amanda is a content strategist and travel expert with U.S. News and World Report. Amanda, welcome aboard. Before we talk about what a passenger's legal rights are, let me just say that most travelers' reaction is to get in a usually long line to talk to a gate agent about perhaps getting booked on an alternative flight. Now, that may be the most natural move to make, but it's not really the best move, is it?
Not always. Sometimes those lines, like you said, can get really long. What you can do instead, you can certainly still get in line, but you want to get on your phone. Pull up your phone, and you want to pull up the app where you booked your flight. It's helpful to get on the airline's app to see what your options are. It's especially useful if you have that 6-digit reservation code. It allows you to find your reservation easily and see what other options are available to you. One other thing you can do is you can actually call the airline's international numbers. This doesn't come natural for a lot of people, and yes, it can cost a little bit more, but oftentimes you can get through to somebody in the UK, Canada, Mexico, before you'll be able to get through to somebody in the US.
Interesting. All right, let's talk about passenger rights. How long does a delay have to be to keep before you can begin asking for some financial consideration or even a refund if there's no convenient alternative flight? Sorry.
Sure. So under the new federal laws that were enacted late last year, you are entitled to an automatic cash refund if you have a delay of at least 3 hours. So something to consider here, though, is that you have to not take that flight ultimately if you want to get that refund. Otherwise, the airline will rebook you on a different flight that you can take. But if you decide, hey, I'm not going to take this flight, this delay or this cancellation has inconvenienced me, the airline owes you a full refund.
But if it's domestically delayed less than 3 hours, what can you not get a refund? Can you just walk away from it and ask for a refund?
Unfortunately, no. It has to be that 3-hour mark that the airline will provide any sort of compensation to you. Of course, you can ask the airline if there's a possibility to get you on a different flight, but you may have to pay change fees in that case.
All right. Now, that's a little different for international flights, right? I think it's five. Is it 5 hours?
It's 6 hours for international flights.
Okay.
Yes.
But again, you've got to be proactive on this. You shouldn't just, if the flight's delayed for 8 hours, you shouldn't just leave the airport, right?
Absolutely. You need to be proactive at all times. Something you can do is consult the Department of Transportation's cancellation and delay dashboard. I know that's a very long name, but if you Google that, you can actually see a dashboard that's really easy to use that shows you exactly what the airline will and will not provide in the event of a controllable delay or cancellation.
What is the difference between a controllable delay and an uncontrollable delay?
So a controllable delay is when something happens that was within the airline's control. So, for example, there's some sort of issue with a mechanical part of the plane that's delaying it. If it's something like weather, that's not a controllable cancellation.
What are your rights if it's an uncontrollable cancellation?
If it's an uncontrollable cancellation, you're entitled to the same things. You should be able to ask the airline what they can provide to you. It, again, even though there are, you know, these very specific laws, it's important to be proactive. It doesn't hurt to ask, even if you're not at that 3-hour mark or that 6-hour mark. It doesn't hurt to ask what they can and can't provide to you.
And that would include, if it's a late in the day flight, overnight hotel accommodations, perhaps a voucher for a meal at the airport. That sort of thing. There used to be a time, and I've successfully done it, and I haven't tried it in a long time, however, that an airline would put you on another flight, on another airline's flight, if it's leaving like 45 minutes later down the hall. Does that happen anymore? I know they're not required to do it.
Sure. Some airlines will do that. Not all of them will, but there are some that will do that if that's an option and there is availability on that flight.
That would be a great thing to get if you can get it. But again, at the end of the day and there are no more flights, you do want to ask about hotel accommodations and perhaps a food voucher. Amanda, I know
Absolutely.
This is I just want to repeat the thing you suggested, which is very interesting. DOT stands for the Department of Transportation. So it's DOT's cancellation and delay dashboard. You can look it up on your phone when you're in the middle of all these problems, see what it can do for you. Amanda is a travel expert with U.S. News & World Report. You can read her entire story by going to usnews.com, choosing the travel section at the top of the homepage, and then type in flight delays in the search box. Thank you for all the great advice, Amanda.
Thank you.
Delays and cancellations, the bane of every flyer's existence. Okay, I hope Amanda was. Hope that was a great help. Amanda certainly knows her stuff. We'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and with 20 unique mattresses, you'll find one that's right for you. They also let you try it out in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix Sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry and save 20% off site-wide plus free shipping. helixsleep.com/carry for 20% off, or visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and with 20 unique mattresses, you'll find one that's right for you. They also let you try it out in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry and save 20% off site-wide plus free shipping. helixsleep.com/carry for 20% off, or visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to The Open Road. I'm RJ Carey, very happy to be back with you again. And this week, we're previewing one of my most anticipated weeks on the automotive calendar, which coincidentally, I'm actually headed out to shortly after this, as it is right on the doorstep. It's this week, Monterey Car Week out in California. But first, a message from our sponsors over at buyraycon.com/carry. I think every one of us likes when a favorite comes back better, and that's exactly what happened with our friends at buyraycon.com/carry, as their Everyday Earbuds Classic are back and better than ever. The latest and vastly improved version of the Everyday Earbuds Classic now features active noise cancellation. Pair this with 8 hours of playtime and 32-hour battery life. This is just great news. Their audio quality rivals all of the big audio brands, but at half the price. So get yours today with free shipping on every pair. Right now, they're offering 20% off these fan-favorite Everyday Earbuds Classic. So again, get 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry, or as always, you can find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. So Monterey Car Week. If you're a fan of classic cars, supercars, motorsports, or just beautiful machines set against an even more beautiful backdrop, this is, quite frankly, the automotive event of the year. Even if you have a tinge of appreciation for cars, you gotta add it to your bucket list. It's a whole week. It's not just a show. It's not just centered around Pebble Beach. It's a sprawling week-long celebration of car culture in all its forms, spanning from black tie elegance to wide body madness at some of the events, from turn of the century coachwork to bleeding edge prototypes. It's everything. If it rolls, races, or raises eyebrows, it's probably going to be somewhere on the Monterey Peninsula of California this week. So let's take a closer look at how the week unfolds, what to expect, and a little bit of insider context to help understand what makes each event tick. So the week sort of begins on Tuesday, Wednesday. Motorlux kicks things off at the Monterey Jet Center. It was formerly known as McCall's Motorworks Revival, and it's a collision of private aviation, fine dining, and automotive showcase. This event, it's not just for car people, it's for collectors, business leaders, and tastemakers in the luxury side of things. Think Gulf Streams flanking rows of hypercars and all sorts of food stations curated by celebrity chefs. It's a lot of fun, it's a little expensive to attend, and it does sell out fast. But if you want to know where deals start getting made and where the week's biggest unveilings might begin, this is the room. Now, one of the more low-key but increasingly important stops on the calendar is on Thursday. It's the Preserve, officially known as the Carmel Highlands Tour at the Preserve. It's tucked away in the hills above Carmel Valley. It's a laid-back event where owners gather and enjoy their cars on real roads, not just lawns. The setting is relaxed, private, and just utterly spectacular. There is a beautiful 10-mile ride up a windy road to the top of the mountain where this event takes place. And you're not going to find the massive crowds or YouTube vloggers there. It's more of a reset button in the middle of an otherwise hyperactive week. Cars are driven, not parked. People talk, not post. It's a lot of fun. Now, after that is the total antithesis to that. It's the Quail/Motorsports Gathering, which happens on Friday and is arguably the most curated exclusive event of the week. Tickets are $2,000, so believe me, if you don't have one, especially by now, you're not going. And held on the greens of the Quail Lodge in Carmel Valley, the Quail, as I said, limited ticket, all-inclusive, extremely difficult to get into. But if you make it past the gate, you're treated to what is essentially a rolling concept car lawn. This is where manufacturers bring their latest and rarest concepts, one-offs, heritage editions, and where collectors bring some of their most expensive and eclectic pieces. Bugatti, Koenigsegg, Rimac, Pagani all make annual appearances, as do all the big brands, often with global debuts. It's not just a car show either. You actually get a chance to talk directly with the designers, the CEOs, the engineers. All the big top shots are at this event on Friday, and that accessibility combined with the exclusivity is what makes the Quail so special. Now, Saturday, which a week from today, is when the week splits down the middle, ironically, if you could believe it. It's the Rolex Monterey Motorsports Reunion, aka the Monterey Historics. It's held at Laguna Seca, and it's just a pure mayhem of vintage racing, Group C prototypes, pre-war Bugattis, F1 cars, everything going, you know, full tilt all the way around the track all day. There's usually a lot of demonstrations for new cars as well, and the paddock is open, which means you can stand inches away from multi-million dollar race cars getting prepped just to go around the track and chat with the drivers. It's a really, really cool event. If you're around, you don't want to miss it. Meanwhile, in Seaside, just a couple miles away, there's Exotics on Broadway, which draws a completely different crowd. It's hypercars, supercars, tuner cars. It's free to attend, very much a show at a street level, and it's just very cool. A little bit of an antithesis to the Quail the day before. Again, a nice breather before Sunday, which is, of course, the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance. That's held Sunday morning on the 18th fairway of the Pebble Beach Golf Links. And this is the crown jewel, not just of Car Week, but of global concours culture. The level of quality, historical significance, and the stories behind the cars, totally unmatched. It's handpicked, invitation-only, museum-grade, and you're going to see the top shots in the industry, Jay Leno's attending, along with the world's largest manufacturers. Now, while the show is in Alaska next weekend, I'll be on the ground all week covering Monterey events, speaking with owners, designers, racers, and builders. So if you see me, come say hi, especially if you're going. And for those following along at home, we'll be bringing back interviews, impressions, and a few behind-the-scenes stories you probably won't hear anywhere else. So that's going to be it for this week's Open Road. Whether you're pebble-bound or just planning your next road trip from afar, stay tuned because Car Week is here. Up next, we're taking you to Illinois for the latest destination spotlight, so don't go anywhere. This is RJ Carey. Drive on, America.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as RJ now gets ready for his travels out to Pebble Beach, and we have just this segment and hour two ahead before we're off to Vancouver. The E-Block is going to feature America's 21st state that was admitted to the Union back in 1818 for today's 151st installment of the Destination Spotlight series, folks. But first, we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/Carrie.
Helping millions of travelers prepare for the unexpected, including many in our audience across the country, they provide award-winning travel insurance with 24/7 emergency assistance. So whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international or even domestic, travel safe, travel smart, travel like we do with a plan from TravelGuard.com/Carrie.
You know, packing a Travel Guard plan, folks, it safeguards you against many unknowns that can impact your travels. So go get the customized coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/Carrie before you travel, or find a direct link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, now we're going to showcase the state of Illinois. Joining us on the show hotline is Michael Jacobson, CEO of the Illinois Hotel and Lodging Association.
Welcome, Michael. Mary and I will appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Well, nice to have you aboard with us today. So, you know, when I think of Illinois, certainly Chicago almost instantly comes to mind, but, you know, so does Lake Michigan, Abraham Lincoln, you know, some, you have excellent universities there. Corn, actually, somebody works in our team. She invests in the Illinois corn. You know, we have your state to thank for Ernest Hemingway, McDonald's, deep dish pizza. You know, the first car radio actually was created in your state. So travel and tourism, clearly a big thing in Illinois. Having a United Airlines based there and O'Hare International helps. What are some things you most identify with Illinois?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we run the Hotel Association, so we also have our hometown company of Hyatt here in addition to United Airlines.
Right.
But really, when you crisscross Illinois, there's no shortage of options to participate and enjoy. We have amazing state parks that are frequently fly under the radar, and so much to offer, whether it's outdoor activities, great sports teams across the state, or whatever you're interested in within a short drive. You don't have to go very far to enjoy so many different types of experiences mm-hmm. within only a couple of hour drive from Chicago or wherever you may be in the state. So we have a lot to offer, including some of the best hospitality and really the best people, not yeah. just in the country, but in the world.
Michael, let's talk a little bit about your specialty, the hotel sector of travel. Robert and I did the show live from the Palmer House Hilton a few years ago for one of our big Let's Go America tours. It was the Chicago one, obviously, but there's the DeSoto House Hotel in Galena. I think it's the oldest operating hotel in Illinois. You have the historic Rose Hotel in Elizabethtown. The Drake is another iconic hotel, and you just mentioned Hyatt based there. How's the hospitality sector of travel in Illinois doing currently this summer?
You know what? We're doing fairly well. We're outperforming not only other states within the Midwest region, but really nationally as well. Year to date, our key metric called RevPAR, Revenue Per Available mm-hmm. Room, is actually up 4% compared to the nationwide average of just up 0.8%. So things are going well. I think part of that is that we're not as impacted by some of the policies coming out of Washington, D.C., whether it's the drop in international inbound tourism or the drop in government travel. We don't have a huge share of international travel here in the Chicagoland area. So, frankly, it's a big opportunity for us in the
yeah.
future. But
mm-hmm.
the fact that it's dropped in recent months isn't really impacting us the way it's impacting some
yeah,
other markets.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's interesting.
Yeah, when
yeah.
we've been there, a lot of people from Missouri and other parts of the Midwest we've seen in Chicago, no question. So, you know, next hour, our personal connection segment, we're going to be joined by former Chicago White Sox and Chicago Cub pitcher Steve Trout, with our new Pope being a White Sox fan, all the fans who love their Cubbies, plus you've got the Bears, Bulls, Blackhawks, so many other of the college teams. I just can't have time to announce them right now. But sports is good for the state. It boosts your travel and tourism. Are there a few games or big events coming that you want to recommend for visitors?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned the Pope being a White Sox fan. We love that he's from Chicago. We're very proud of having the first American Pope. However, I'm personally a little disappointed in his fandom now that the Cubs are in their playoff run currently. But that said, I mean, looking at next year, actually 2026 will be the President's Cup coming to the Medina Country Club just outside of Chicago in DuPage County. And we're going to have a huge international following coming in for that. And that's just above and beyond the normal sporting events. We have a PGA tournament out in the Quad Cities every summer over 4th of July weekend. We have amateur golf tournaments throughout the state. We have the NASCAR street race in downtown Chicago and another NASCAR race in southern Illinois. So really, whatever sport you're interested in, we have an offering for you and something to enjoy.
Well, and I would throw out, if you're going to Chicago, if you love art, Mary, the Art
the
Institute
art
of Chicago.
Institute, yeah.
And I think it's the number one attraction that's actually in the state
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, it's a great museum.
So last question from us, Michael. You know, as the events involving America's 250 celebration happen, I want you to throw out to the country right now that's listening, what's a reason for them to come celebrate America America and Illinois?
I mean, you look at America 250, so much to be proud of. In here in Illinois, we're extremely proud of the fact that that Route 66 actually begins in Illinois, and we have a big chunk of Route 66 goes through the entire state. Not only is it America 250 in 2026, it's actually the centennial celebration of 100 years celebrating the creation of Route 66. So a lot to see along the way, a lot of great restaurants and attractions to enjoy, museums along the way. It's a great road trip to see so many different corners of the state, starting in Chicago and going south throughout the entire state. So that's a great way to commemorate both the centennial and America 250.
Yeah. And Route 66 is right across from the Art Institute. Right, exactly.
Yeah. We have photos there, and that's a great starting point. So thank you for mentioning that. Two great events happening next year. Michael, thanks for discussing America's 21st state with us today. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for having me.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.
All right, well, Destination Spotlight number 151, folks. The land of Lincoln, or the Prairie State, is how we're going to put a bow on hour one today. Another 60 minutes of the show is about 7 minutes away. Show friend Les Aubin will join us to kick off hour two. The Personal Connection, Right Stuff, Alaska, and a lot more are still coming your way before it's wheels up for Mary and me. And we want all of you out there listening across the country to be following our travels in Alaska this upcoming week. Make sure you do that on social media or through our website. And with that, thanks for listening wherever or however you connect with us. Don't forget you can catch the show live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.